government money back ultimately anyway. And it's better than unemployment, and it's better than all of the other costs associated with the alternative.
The president on Fox and Friends. The Justice Department is suing Google.
The DOJ's antitrust lawsuit against Google alleges the tech giant abused its dominance over smaller rivals and illegally used its monopoly power to stifle competition and hurt consumers through exclusionary agreements. In a statement, Google saying people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to, or because they can't find alternatives.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Auburn police are investigating a shooting that left a 19- and 16-year-old injured. The two were found at a convenience store on East University Drive and sent to the hospital for treatment. The 19-year-old has since been released. Auburn police are asking for tips in the case. If you have one, you can call 334-501-3140. A Montgomery-area doctor has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for illegally prescribing multiple drugs. Prosecutors say 60-year-old Richard Stell was also convicted of fraud and money laundering. He had a medical practice in Montgomery from 2010 to 2018. In Prattville, two men are facing attempted murder charges in connection to a weekend shooting. Police say a man was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries Sunday after a shooting at the Brentwood Landing Apartments. 24-year-old Hayden Nix and 23-year-old Evan Saratelli were arrested shortly after. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Be there for us. Let's be there for them. Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let's bring in our good friend from Mortgage Corporation South, the one and only John Williams.
Hello, Dan.
John, how are you in this lovely day?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderfully well up here. I've just been kind of enjoying your show today. I hope that's okay with you.
Absolutely. I love when people enjoy the show.
Yeah, we sure have. How are you doing? I'm doing good.
Well, the only thing that's bothering me is with the leaves falling and breaking down, there's a lot of pollen and stuff in the air, so my throat does not react to that well.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I get the same thing, that stuff going around. You sort of pretty much count on it and set your clock right around here. You know, I tell you, we have touched on several things, and I'm just going to continue with Mortgage Corporation of the South. Folks, that's the Mortgage and Loan Center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. That's the company I've been with almost 26 years. That's right. Started from scratch in downtown Wetumpka, and here we are nearly 26 years later. Look, the programs have gotten better with time. Talk about a couple things we do. Folks, if you're interested in refinancing your mortgage, now's a great time. We have a window that's open right now. It's in front of us for low rates. If you have good credit, you need a lower rate on your home mortgage, we can do that for you. Now's a great time to buy a home that's already built and ready to go. So we have some of the lowest rates we may ever see for home purchases. The other thing that we've done for so many years is we help people who have had credit problems, credit challenges. You know, life is just not always fair. It's not always easy. And, you know, and along the way, you can damage your credit. And if you've damaged your credit in the past, but you have equity, say you have a home that's paid for, almost paid for, a piece of land, a mobile home with land, or even an automobile, if you have equity in these things, we can lend you money, even if your credit is not good, and help you rebuild it at the same time. So a lot of folks call on us, and we don't have a minimum loan. You know, if you want to borrow $10,000 or $15,000, that's fine. If you want to borrow $750,000, that's fine. Your credit does not have to be perfect in order to do business with us at MCS. So we give you that second chance when a lot of the other lenders and banks just can't do it. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS. The number is 567-9000 right here in Wetumpka. 567-9000. 567-9000. Make sure you write that down. Company NMLS number is 232876. Equal housing lender. And, Mr. Dan, thank you again.
I've got to ask, how are the girls doing?
The girls are doing wonderfully well. They were actually talking about you this morning.
They're
like,
no,
another winner this week, aren't we? I'm like, oh, yeah. And they said, actually, one of them complimented you the other day. She said, I've just never seen anybody go through procedures like Mr. Dan has and go right back to work so quick. He's like, an Iron Man.
Dumb man, maybe, but not Iron Man. John, I appreciate you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dan. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Mortgage Corporation South, our good friend John Williams, 567-9000. Let's see which way we want to pick up with this thing. Former DOJ official Francie Hanks is going to weigh in on Adam Schiff. The Adam Schiffs of the world, listen to what she has to say about them.
We have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. The people that complain the most about intelligence being politicized are the ones politicizing intelligence.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe dismissing any rumors that Hunter Biden's emails are part of a Russian smear campaign.
Joining us now to break down what is next, former DOJ official Francie Hanks. Shouldn't this once and for all take the legs out from those like Adam Schiff who say this is only Russian disinformation?
Todd, you would think so. You would think they would stop claiming that the Russians are in control of the administration. administration and everything that the administration says or does, but it doesn't seem to stop them when you have clear evidence from the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, that it is not Russian disinformation. The best evidence of this, as we would call it as a prosecutor, the best evidence is that the Biden campaign has not denied that the laptop belonged to Hunter Biden, nor that the emails are genuine. And you've got reports that a lawyer for Hunter Biden has asked the computer shop for the laptop back. Those right. things are all what we would call proof that the laptop is actually genuine.
Let me tell you one reason that Adam Schiff keeps doing what he's doing is because the media plays it and they never question him on it. They never raise an issue with him when he says stuff like there's evidence in plain sight. They never questioned him on that. They never went back and said, okay, well, where's all the damn evidence you kept saying was in plain sight? They are just complicit with this other. Is that really Big John? Big John, how in the world are you feeling, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. On my way to the doctor to give him some more money. Other than that, I'm doing I hear that you sound like you're doing a lot better. I'm glad for that.
I am doing extremely well, with the exception of the pollen. I'm doing very, very well.
Yeah, I think we've all got that. You know, the thing that that I'm calling about, and it's kind of, you know, I'm sure you've talked about it 100 times before, but the hypocrisy of the media is just so blatant now. I mean, I don't know how some of these stations are going to recover after the election. Like, I mean, they'd have to fire like all of their hosts and so forth and kind of do a reset at CNN and MSLSD and everywhere else, because I can't see that anybody take them serious.
Yeah, let me tell you, their credibility is going to go down the tubes. And particularly if Trump wins, their credibility, and I think Trump will take it upon themselves to point out the fallacy of the press.
You know, speaking of credibility, I mean, do you really think that John Durham's going to come out? I mean, they've already said that he's not necessarily going to have a report.
Right.
But it's just going to be more of a, we're just going to see a whole bunch of indictments, or we're not going to see anything. I mean, do you think there's going to be any kind of blowback based on his investigation?
Yeah, I think this is what I think is going to happen, is on November the 4th, depending on where the election is as far as the tally, but they will win, lose, or draw for Trump. They're going to do a press conference and announce indictments. And particularly if Trump wins, or looks like he's going to win, that is going to be huge, because it's going to be, they did it the right way, we didn't interfere with the election, Trump won it fair and square, and here's what we were sitting on during that entire time. And I think they will come out smelling like a rose if that is the case.
Because I just think at the end of the day, the American people are owed an explanation of how the Democratic Party spent millions of dollars chasing something that came out of Hillary Clinton's head.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be accountable for that.
Well, the story needs to be told. It needs to be told in a court of law under oath, where it's not being spun and rewashed and rinsed, and really need to get the information out there. And I say that for the future of this country.
No, I believe so. I mean, I believe that's got to happen, and this media has got to have a reset. You know, it used to be, you listen to Walter Cronkite, he said something, by golly, that's just the way it was. You know, and now we're dealing with so much opinionated news that we don't know what's real and what's not.
Well, and it's not the news they're reporting. That is a problem within itself. But it's the news they're not reporting. This not doing this Hunter Biden thing, I think it's going to end up to be one of the worst mistakes that the media made.
And I mean, honestly, Hunter Biden, I mean, he has been like his dad's own worst enemy. on this whole election thing. I just wonder if he's feeling like I'm going to get back at him for all the abuse or something. It's just odd.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean,
yeah, Hunter's inert in this whole thing. It's the Hunter's things that he did a year, up to 7 years ago, or what his problems are.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it all lays out. I know that. I just hope that they actually do start holding some people accountable. But I appreciate you keeping your eyes and your ears on it.
Well, I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, you too. You too. And I'll just keep on listening. Thanks.
Thank you, Big John. Ladies and gentlemen, Big John, a good friend of the show, has had some health issues, but he's sounding good. So let me go back to Francie Hanks, and let me talk about the laptop as evidence during the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, which is about Ukraine, by the way, not about Russia collusion.
Francie, what happens next? Because there are, as you know, still a lot of questions surrounding this, the alleged emails, the alleged, you know, ties overseas, business dealings. I mean, there's a lot of questions that people still have. One of the questions is about the FBI. You know, the FBI allegedly had this information for a while now. So what happens next? Where does this go from here, specifically with the FBI?
Well, it's really interesting, Jillian. It's very distressing to know that the FBI had the laptop, reportedly anyway, during the impeachment of the president. You know, everyone said during impeachment of President Trump that impeachment is a quasi-criminal proceeding. And as such, the president then, at least the FBI, should have thought to themselves, the president has the right to exculpatory evidence. We've heard a lot about that in the Mike Flynn case. And here you had the president saying that he had a call with the president of Ukraine asking about the potential corruption of an American, that would be Joe Biden, allegedly. But then he was impeached for saying by the Democrats because they said that he was asking the Ukrainians to actually invent dirt. Well, the information on this laptop certainly makes it look as though it might have been real. That is, there might be real corruption here. There might be real tax crimes here when you think about the emails inside the laptop. And so the FBI, led by Chris Wray, a former assistant U.S. attorney, knew very well that the president might have been entitled to that as exculpatory evidence, and they sat on it. So I can't understand that. Right. I hope they're investigating the possible corruption and the possible tax issue.
Yeah, Christopher Wray has got the shortest string on him right now. He better come up with something here because he's got a lot of explaining to do. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we've got more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one. This is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend.
The Dan Morris Show.
And in the fun day. World that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Okay, we got more.
Have you ever seen a squawk's tears?
So let's go back to this former DOJ official, and we're going to talk about the press is not doing their job. See how similar she sounds to somebody you listen to in the radio.
Quickly on this, an advisor to the president says President Trump will press Joe Biden on his son's email if the debate moderator doesn't. In the same vein as Jillian's question, why is this President Trump's job? There are so many individuals from the media to the FBI to other intel agencies to ask this question. Why does the president have to?
Well, I don't know, Todd. It's a great question. The president shouldn't have to do it, though it's a debate. I'm certain that he will. It ought to be a question from the moderator whether or not the vice president's son was using the influence of the vice president's office to profit while he was vice president from foreign governments, especially adversaries like China, is a question the media used to want to know of presidential candidates. It's absolutely unprecedented that there's this blanket of silence that has been put by the media on this topic. It is inexplicable to me. It's actually frightening for our democracy when the media won't do its job and root out what could be possible corruption of someone who is possibly about to be elected president.
I mean, they're just total failure.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, boys and girls. This is a top-to-bottom type situation. I'm going to try to see your Lee Smith movie this weekend. I found it last night.
It's very good.
Had a really good trailer on it. But part of the problem is the media just isn't doing their job, and therefore there's this void that's there that's being filled by people handing their material, and they like the person, they'll run it, and if they don't, they don't, type thing. So it's very selective. Ron Johnson was on again, and he's going to be talking about the case against Hunter Biden. Listen to this.
Through some bullet points so we can get this down pat. True or false, Hunter went on GMA and said he had no experience in oil, gas, energy, or Ukraine. True. That's true, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Okay. Joe Biden's on tape bragging that he leveraged $1 billion tax dollars to get a prosecutor that was investigating Hunter Biden fired, and son of a B, they did it. True or false?
That is true.
Did Hunter Biden get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, a.k.a. the First Lady of Moscow?
He or his business interests did, yes. We trace those financial dealings, yes.
And that's all in your report. Do we know that he has any experience in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Russia, or China that would qualify him for these really, really lucrative deals?
Well, certainly not, as you say, that would qualify him for $4.2 million of payments from Burisma into his business interests. No.
Did Hunter Biden have money transferred to an entity to benefit him from a Kazakhstan oligarch?
We believe that probably went to Devin Archer to buy a car.
Devin Archer, his business partner that is awaiting sentencing?
Yeah, now the convicted felon that, his business partner.
Okay, well, he covered a lot of different things that he glanced over. The $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow is a whole nother little story on its own that gets into some deep kimchi. But the guy that is in prison, he is cooperating with folks now, and he is helping people out, let's say. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. Hey, I know you guys have been covering that story. I don't know if you saw or not. CNN just announced that they picked up Pee Wee Herman to replace Tubin. They said that they liked him more because he had more exposure. So, anyhow, I very respectfully disagree with you when you say the press is not doing their job. The good news is they're doing their job. The bad news is they're working for the wrong damn people.
There you go.
They're definitely doing their job. This is a concerted effort. This isn't just, nothing happens by chance. And they are doing their job. They're just not working for the people anymore.
Okay.
Anyhow, that's the most poignant point I could come up with today, but if I have another idea, I'll call you later on.
Cranky, you have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, y'all. Y'all have a good week. Thanks for picking me up.
Thanks. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So bad, my funky one. You tell me that you're super fine. Has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years. Quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Chris Foster. Today's the deadline, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, for an agreement on more coronavirus financial relief to get something passed by Election Day. Most Republicans in Congress don't want to spend as much as Democrats on this. Some want no more spending at all. President Trump says he'd spend even more.
We get the money back. The government, it gets the money back ultimately anyway. And it's better than unemployment, and it's better than all of the other costs associated with the alternative.
The president on Fox and Friends. The Justice Department is suing Google.
The DOJ's antitrust lawsuit against Google alleges the tech giant abused its dominance over smaller rivals and illegally used its monopoly power to stifle competition and hurt consumers through exclusionary agreements. In a statement, Google saying people use Google because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm just trying to find.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. Sam Adams just dropped by some of the donuts I bought from last week. Said that they raised over $900. So that equates, extrapolates into thousands of dollars worth of vaccine for the project. And then he told me on the Alabama Gazette in the Hot Dog Day that that worked out extremely well. Had a lot of people from the show that went there and said that they were from the show. And we appreciate all the work that Sam Adams does in the community. He just, all in all, is a great guy. Been a good friend of the show, personal friend to me and my family. And he's just all around great guy. He's the hardest working retired guy I've ever seen. I mean, he's always really doing something. Okay, back to Ron Johnson. He's going to get down to brass tacks here.
And the other business partners in jail, and Peter Schweitzer now has access to 26,000 of those emails, separate and apart from the New York Post article. All right, the next question, have you seen any experience that would qualify Hunter Biden to get a $1.5 billion deal, started as a billion, then 500 million more with the Bank of China. And are you concerned about the contacts that happened 10 days after a trip that he accompanied his father on Air Force Two with?
Yeah, Sean, we can cut to the chase here. Hunter Biden, together with other Biden family members, profited off the Biden name. And that's what's happening here. And what we revealed in our 87-page report is a vast web of connections with Chinese nationals, but people all over the world. Again, trading on the Biden name, but it's these business dealings. Our report raises far more questions than it actually answered, but it raises so many troubling issues that the mainstream media is simply not looking at. They're suppressing the information, which is a scandal in and of itself.
Okay. I wish Jesse Waters or somebody from the Five would take that tape of Ron Johnson, what he just said, and play it to Juan Williams. Juan Williams will say, the Department of Homeland Security Senate Committee met and found no wrongdoing of Hunter Biden. That is not true. Their job is not to find wrongdoing. Their job was to report the facts. And they, when you read that 80-page report, I've not read it all, but I've skimmed through it. It does situation after situation after situation of involvement of the Biden family in things that they have no background in, that they were being paid huge sums of money. But Juan Williams says that lie all the time. The other thing he says is that the only person who met with the Russians was the Trump family. That's not true either. The same person that Don Jr. Met with Fusion GPS twice. Juan Williams very conveniently forgets about that. Excuse me. Ron Johnson, the FBI, are they doing his job?
Almost 30 million Americans have already voted. Now we have an election in 15 days. Do the American people have a right to know or not? You're trying to get the FBI director to tell us if he has more information. Has he gotten back to you yet?
No, we originally talked to them on the phone as soon as we got called by the whistleblower the day after we issued our report, and took the FBI a couple days to get back to us and tell us nothing. So that's why I wrote the director a letter yesterday basically saying, listen, if there's Russian disinformation, the FBI owes us a defensive briefing. If this shop owner is fraudulently peddling information to the Congress, that's a crime. The FBI ought to brief us on that as well. And certainly in discussions with my colleagues, they are highly concerned that the FBI might have had possession. It looks like they did. There was a grand jury subpoena, picked up this computer from the shop owner in December 2019. Now, this was right during the middle of the impeachment, and the emails that we already know of were completely relevant to that impeachment trial. So here you have the FBI probably in possession, probably have knowledge of information incredibly relevant to the impeachment trial of a sitting president of the United States, and they don't say a word? I've got a real problem with that.
I've got a real problem with that, too. And let me tell you, the long knives are out for Christopher Wright. And he's just invisible here. Somebody needs to do a press conference talking about this laptop. Where is it? Whose custody has it been under? And what's the chain of custody for this whole thing? I got a funny feeling that this guy swooped in there, picked up the laptop. There's this thing you can see online where he's given a property memo from the FBI saying, we're taking this, and it's a serial number. By the way, the hard drives, I was thinking the hard drives were drives that were in the computer. They're actually the computer drives plus some additional outside hard drives that you attach USB port to it. They got wet. So, a little information there. But I want to know, I think all of a sudden somebody saw this going on, they need to get rid of it, and they deep-sixed it, and it's gone. And thank goodness there's some backup of it. Okay, Ron Johnson on Director Ray testifying. Uh-oh.
Director Ray, you know, to come testify, like, tomorrow or the day after? Because there are a lot of questions. What?
I agree. Senate rules, you have to notice business meetings, you have to take votes. It's going to be very difficult to get Director Ray to testify before this election. But I had him in front of our committee a couple weeks ago with the annual threat hearing. At the tail end of that, I asked him questions. And one of the more pointed ones was, under your watch, Director Ray, the FBI lied to the Senate Intelligence Committee when they briefed them in March of 2018, a year, more than a year after they knew that the Steele dossier was peppered full of Russian disinformation. They lied to the Senate Intel Committee and said the Steele dossier was reliable. And I asked Director Ray, how do you answer that?
And?
There was no answer.
Whoops. You said Sam Adams called.
Yep.
What did Sam say?
You said they raised, and I'm sorry, I'm eating one of these donuts. They're really good.
They really are.
They're buying these donuts like you did, Dan. Yeah, there's matching dollars. The whole project actually ended up raising, excuse me, $900,000.
I was only about $899,100.
Just magnitudes, you know.
That's not good when a financial guy does that, you know? That's not good. Made me look bad.
Donuts are good, though.
They are. Aren't those going to be good heated?
Yeah.
Put that little crispy on the outside?
And the idea that you're raising money, you know, buying donuts to, you know, give these polio vaccines all over the world, it's amazing.
Really is. Okay, so I thought that last part of Ron Johnson was telling. And let me tell you, the long knives are out for Christopher Wray. I'm going to be eager to see, do we see him between now and the election? And then after the election, do we not see him ever again? Okay, so he alluded to this. Former business partner to Hunter Biden, he's in prison. Another business partner mysteriously gets off the hook, and it is the spouse of somebody who's working on Mueller was a judge and basically cut him loose. But the guy who is in prison, he is now cooperating with a group of people, including Peter Schweiker. And he's given them 26,000 emails to go over. Peter is very good at this stuff. Very good. He's what an investigative reporter looks like. So listen to Hunter Biden's imprisoned partner is starting to flip on Hunter.
We've learned a lot about the dirty secret behind the Biden's family wealth, namely how Joe's son Hunter used his father's VP position to make millions through shady deals with foreign adversaries. And what we already know could be just the tip of the iceberg. Now Hunter's jilted former business associate, Devin Cooney, who is currently in prison, is turning against his old partner. He's given investigative journalist Matthew Tiermond and Breitbart's editor Peter Schweizer authorization to access 26,000 emails that reveal even more about the Biden family's vast operation of grift and influence peddling. Matthew Tiermond joins me now. Now, before we get to some of the new emails you'll reveal tonight, my first question is, did Mr. Cooney feel comfortable, or why did he feel comfortable, I should say, coming to you with this information?
Well, it was a somewhat circuitous route. I had a contact, somebody I knew in Chicago, who happened to be in the same facility as Bevin Cooney, a federal work camp for white-collar infractions. And he had known what I had been involved in working with Peter Schweizer in the past on Ukraine and Burisma and other forensic auditing projects. And he reached out to me and said, I am in this facility with Bevin Cooney, and Bevin wants to flip. He wants to make these things public and transparent. He's absolutely apoplectic that Hunter and Devin Archer have skated as they have. And Bevin sees himself, and I think somewhat justly, as a bit of the fall guy. I mean, he's there in prison for working with these partners, and they're not.
Interesting development, which is now, and I went over this yesterday, this is the third laptop. 26,000 emails could not be in a better person's hands to do the forensics of this. Now, he's going to kind of go into who some of Hunter's other partners are. Listen in.
Now, Matthew, Devin Archer and Jason Galanis are involved in the majority of the emails you've received. Tell us who they are and how they their relationship to Hunter Biden.
I look at Devin Archer as the ringleader of this whole little coterie of door-opening lobbying types who try and move money around. Devin Archer was originally partners with Chris Hines, John Kerry's stepson, and then he also went into business with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And some of these emails, you see that Hines starts to get a little bit more risk-averse, and then they start to elevate Hunter's role in the operation, and especially fitting, given that this was the start of the second term of Barack Obama, when they started getting very active in Eastern Central Europe, in China, in Kazakhstan.
So we have the Hines connection, and you remember Hines got a little antsy with this whole thing and kind of backed out, and it was a plane on names without a doubt. Let's go to the phones and go to Cricket. Cricket, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Tuesday.
Hello, how are you all doing?
I'm doing good, Cricket.
Good. I was just calling to see, I know we're kind of in uncharted waters a little bit, but I just wanted to know what you thought about if Biden was going to actually show up to the debate Thursday. Because to me, it seems like they're trying to keep him in the basement. If I were his campaign manager, I'd probably be saying the best thing for him would be to get COVID and say he can't show up and not answer any of these questions on Hunter or even the guy that's in prison.
That's interesting. I've thought about the COVID-19 alibi, but if he did get COVID-19, it would be very convenient. I have noticed he's been kissing a lot of people recently.
Oh, really? I also had another question. If something were to happen to where he could no longer be the Democratic nominee, what would happen? Would Harris become the presidential candidate and she pick another, like Hillary or someone?
Wash your mouth out with soap. what would happen is the Democratic National Committee, which is an actual committee, would have to meet and then select a new nominee. And then they would select a new nominee and a new vice presidential nominee. I think it would be Harris, and I'm not sure who the second person would be.
Okay. Have you noticed how the media has been trying to mask this, the whole laptop issue, and make that all Russian disinformation based on absolutely nothing except what Adam Schiff started?
Well, they have... They've done kind of two things with it. They started with, there's no evidence, and this may be Russia doing this. And then what Ratcliffe did yesterday, saying Russia had nothing to do with this, kind of blown that out of the water. So now they're kind of getting into this, well, none of this is proven, and even if it is proven, nothing is illegal. Well, not so fast, poker breath. There's a lot of stuff that could be illegal in this, and I'll get into some pieces of that in just a little bit. But the media's a little stuck here. The Ratcliffe saying what he said yesterday and saying it so fervently kind of messed that Russia collusion argument up.
Hopefully so. Hopefully it exposes how the media has been trying to discover for the Biden. There's got to be some illegality going on with, if they were to just look at, it seems like bank records or something. Of course, I don't know if they can look at Hunter's, but that
yeah,
was the
absolutely,
whole
they can look at Hunter's.
This.
Yeah, Hunter's got four citations of him in the Treasury Department for wiring funds that were suspicious. And unless they have gone past the seven-year mark, they can be investigated at any time. As a matter of fact, I have an oversight compliance officer called an OSJ that has oversight of my financial practice. He is a really good friend of mine, big conservative, big Trump person. I called him this morning and asked him some money laundering questions, which is something he knows a lot about because it's one of the worst problems that my industry has to deal with. And I'll give you a little insight into that when we get into that part of the show.
Okay. I wish I could pick you up in Auburn, but I'm up here towards Dayville. I was able to catch a little bit of...
What are you doing in Auburn?
I live there.
Oh, God's country, huh? Well, Auburn's
That's
a great
right.
Let me tell you, Auburn's a great place to live.
Great school system.
Absolutely. That's why people move there.
This year's off the record. I mean, this year's just a, kind of a wash, but anyway, I'm glad you're doing well and back on the air. It's great to hear you.
Thanks, Quickie. Let me run to a break. Demo Show going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go back to this Hunter Biden piece here, and we learn a lot from this guy doing the that Laura Ingraham's doing the interview with. Hunter Biden was kind of the rainmaker with this group of people. Listen in.
Here's one of the alleged 2013 email exchanges that you obtained between, again, Devin Archer and Jason Galanis. Okay, Archer writes, "It won't make a difference on economics other than we bring Hunter into the mix. A little, but without a commitment. I want to leverage Hunter more, and he's a good guy for us to include." Well, Matthew, from all you've had access to, did Hunter object to being used in this way? Or is that just, that was his value?
Yeah, no, that was certainly his value. One of the glaring things that Peter and I saw in these email strings is Hunter CC'd a lot, but he doesn't engage very actively. He doesn't have a lot of strategic vision, business acumen. He networks and then brings them clients and partners and investors, and he brought them apparently what looks to be a very big one with a Russian oligarch, and it was obviously Hunter that made that happen.
Okay, so when we get into this next piece, and this is where the mayor's wife of Moscow wires $3.5 million and it goes into a brokerage account. Important part, goes into a brokerage account. Listen to this.
Matthew, we already know that the wife of the former mayor of Moscow wired $3.5 million to Hunter's company. But then you found an email exchange that describes how she was able to do it without any red flags coming up. Now, the email, this email was sent by the chairman of a brokerage company to Archer, Devin Archer, in 2014. The quote, they said that she, Yelena Batorina, is on their watch list, but the fact that there have been no convictions, etc., they have approved her. But then Jason Galanis made it clear that this approval was unethical at best. He writes, leave the back door open and we'll sneak right in. We weaseled a J.P. Morgan account for the women's USSR shot put champion. Matthew, what is this? And what's Hunter's connection?
Well, they sound like a bunch of frat boys on a trading desk, not the white glove bankers you would think that the richest woman in Russia exiled in London, and at that time, the third richest woman in the world, would utilize to get her banked in the U.S. So amidst what was going on, you saw instability in Ukraine, and there was a lot of Russian money trying to get out of Europe, Central Europe, especially Russia and Ukraine, and she wanted a J.P. Morgan bank account and a brokerage account, and to transact business with their partner securities firm, Burnham Securities, she needed to get J.P. Morgan's approval, and she was on a watch list. OFAC, the Office of Foreign Asset Control, run by the Treasury in conjunction with the State Department, watches all of these crony oligarchs and potential criminals around the world, and her company, a construction company, she was the wife of the Moscow mayor, and she made her money in construction, and the State Department was well aware of her Russian mob ties, so she was on an associated entity watch list because her company had a huge stake owned by Putin's bank, Sberbank, is known as the Bank of Putin in the Kremlin. So it actually took them a few more weeks than they thought to get this J.P. Morgan account open. And they even talked about going to Morgan Stanley, to Bank of California. They eventually got it open. And for them, that was a big coup. And there's a lot of email traffic about, you know, partying and, you know, look at how we snuck in the back door on this one. So they knew what they were doing.
Okay, so this is a brokerage account. She is wiring into this brokerage account $3.5 million because she's trying to get it out of Moscow, out of Ukraine, into the U.S., so which is money laundering. He says at the very beginning of this thing, the chairman of J.P. Morgan. Now, somebody's got some explaining to do. If this person was on a watch list and they misrepresented who she was, they joked about shot put champion, Russian shot put champion, wiring $3.5 million, and if you knew it was bad money, if you knew the person wasn't doing this up and up, then you are just as culpable as everybody else involved in this thing. This is go-to-jail stuff, so my OSJ says. And this is big. So, what they do with these things is they'll send the $3.5 million, get into the account, and then they'll give them 10% for getting it there. So they'll write them a check for $350,000 because they get the money safely into the U.S. in U.S. dollars.
So they're essentially a front because they're not on a watch list. They set up the account, then they give that person, like the mayor of Moscow's wife, access and these sorts of things.
If they knew anything was astray with this thing,
right,
and they had any involvement in it, then they've got some real problems. And so it sounds like what they did is set up an account, she put the money in the account, and then they gave her back the money and took their cut out of it. Money laundering 101, a very, very bad thing, and that's what you can go to jail for. And the string on that lasts a lot longer. It's not the date of the transaction, it's the date that the last money in the account moves out. So my OSJ is set. Let me go to the top of the hour break. Dan Marsh Show on a Tuesday. Going to be back after our break.